I didn't hear you. What'd you say? What was that?
I said, I'm ready.
Miles of smiles.
That's right.
Welcome to the show, and happy Labor Day to everybody who is a hard-working individual.
Thank you.
Yeah, that wouldn't be you, I don't think, but I don't know why you get the day off. Come on, let's be honest.
I don't know. I went there, no one was there, so I went home. So.
Yeah, that'd be... I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah, I believe that. I don't know why you get... I mean, you're not like... And even myself, I'm not a hardworking... I rarely, you know, break a sweat during the day.
Right.
So, I mean, I do every once in a while, but not all the time, so...
Yeah.
And usually I'm doing things that would not be my regular work at that time, so...
True.
You know? Or the air conditioner's out. One of the two.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know why we get the day off. Come on now.
Right.
There's much harder working people out there in the world.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Right. You okay?
Yeah.
You fall out of your chair? Sound like you fell out of your chair.
No, man. One of the crew just left here. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Anything can happen. Anything can happen with this live, you know, remote.
Yeah, live. That's right. Live from my Barca Lounger.
Yeah, pretty much. So, Mitch Kirtlebaum had a cool video tonight, I saw.
Yeah, that guy needs to get a haircut. His hair is just out of control. He's got...
Challenge, and it was awesome.
I think you got challenged, I believe.
I got challenged, yeah. I'm good.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do it shirtless.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I think people would want to see it.
Nobody wants to see that. I certainly don't want to see it.
I think some people would like to see it.
Yeah. Those people are sick, and they're in institutions, I believe.
you know, I think people would just like to see it.
No, I think that that's best left.
Well, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Are you going to be wearing like a mask or what?
I'm thinking about wearing a mask, yeah.
And you're going to be shirtless?
Yeah. Got the devil mask I found, and I was thinking about using that.
Oh, gee. A devil mask would be good for you, yes.
Yeah, I thought that might be nice.
Yeah.
And Manny.
Yes.
Flat Manny have done it, and Carol has done it.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So everyone's jumping in on it, so maybe I'll have to challenge you next, I guess.
I don't think that's wise.
I want to challenge people that won't do it, basically, is what
well,
I want.
Well, there you go. Challenge me, and I won't do it, so.
It'll be a dead end. I know it'll... So I'm just going to challenge people that I know will be a dead end, and I'm just...
Philip Seymour Hoffman, I challenge you.
I challenge you from the grave.
Bob Denver, I challenge you, Bob.
I challenge you. The guy from Hocus Heroes.
Dave Madden, who played Reuben Kincaid, I challenge you.
Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston.
Well, she kind of took... Well, anyway.
Yeah.
Brian Jones.
Yeah, he already did that as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he jumped into the ice water and didn't get out.
So. Yeah, he originated that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. Yeah, well, it would dead end with me. I probably wouldn't do it, so.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to dead end it. You know, and it's like...
Yeah. I'm like,
excited. No.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. There's a picture of Desiree as like some kind of a superhero.
Right.
And purple nurple is what you had written down. I don't know if that was a superhero name, but
Purple Passion, I think, is what the.
Oh, really? I was trying to figure out, well, what the heck is she standing like in front of a school?
She's trying to lure elementary kids in.
Nice.
It's a weird thing that she does.
She
doesn't hurt them or nothing, but she just has to be with them. I don't know.
That's interesting.
She wasn't able to have her own kids or something. I don't know. It's some weird thing. I don't know.
Well, you know, hanging around you, I could see where she would think that that would be appropriate.
Just a little bit of freaky deakiness, you know.
So tell me, give me some background on this purple suit.
It's just a suit that she, from time to time, wears and in public.
For what purpose? Is she a cosplayer or what?
Okay, yeah, she's a cosplayer, yeah. She,
no, but who is she like the, is she, is she like the, who's the purple guy? Punisher, is that his name? No. The Phantom wore purple suit, yeah.
I guess.
She like the female Phantom or what?
Female, the, I don't know.
Yeah. Is she the bubblegum,
There's a purple pussy.
I don't know what that would be, like lack of oxygen or something.
He actually got a wig on to match the outfit recently, and
yeah, I see that. It was very nice.
I go, can you let my wife borrow that wig for just a little while? I mean, I just want to try it out.
Oh, why couldn't she just borrow the whole getup?
Yeah, I know. At least the boots. I want the boots.
Yeah, the boots and the wig. That's all you need, right?
Other than like naughty librarian glasses and like knee-high boots, man.
Maybe a little hair dye or something.
A little hair dye, yeah. I don't know. She occasionally wears this outfit. You know, she.
For what? I mean, what does she do in it, though?
She talks to people. I don't know what she does in it. I don't. Not her mom. I don't know what she does.
Well, did you take the picture or did somebody else?
I had nothing to do with the picture. She sent it to my wife, and my wife said, Miles, I think this would look good on your show. And I said,
She goes, here you go. I think this will take care of you for a week or two, and then I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I've pleasured myself at least 3 times to it.
Oh, nice. That's delightful.
It's more erotic each time, actually.
I'm sure it does.
No, actually, I have seen her actually partially naked, so...
Yeah, I know.
You keep telling me that. She is very tight.
Yeah.
But you enjoyed it, huh?
I thought it was interesting, yes.
I thought it was interesting, too. Huh?
I'm trying to figure out the purpose behind it, though. I
don't care what the purpose is. I just wanted you to come over here and wear it. Like, jumping jacks and stuff.
I'm like, is she working in it? Or?
I guess. I don't know what she does.
She get paid? Or
DJ. I don't know. What the
is this
hell?
A gig or what?
Like Pretty Woman Gone Wrong or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I have no idea what this is all about. People send me things and I just, you know.
Now I was hoping to get a little more background in this.
He likes to go to bars dressed up as this cosplay person. And,
I think that works.
And, you know, whatever. Whatever, it's all good.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't judge. You know me. I don't judge people. I don't
you certainly don't judge things that you like.
Yeah, that's right. I don't.
If it was like fatty in that, you'd be like, oh, what are they wearing that for?
Yeah, Veruca Salt.
Violet Beauregard.
Yeah, that's it. I was getting my girls mixed up. Yes, Violet.
Yeah. Violet. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. She just enjoys doing this. I don't know.
Well, that's interesting.
Might be the thing next week. I don't know.
You should interview her. You should do a little video interview.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let me get a little more. Let's look at the detail on this suit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She'd wear it over here. She's not wore it over here, but hell, she wants to drive over here wearing it.
I don't know if she can drive with those boots on. Come on.
I'd like to see her.
Yeah.
Boots give her traction, I think.
Oh, well, there you go.
Hell yeah, I'd go and see her wearing this.
Yeah. Just put on a show, or?
I pony up a couple bucks to show. Hell yeah.
Let me ask you: is Singing in the Rain interpretation anywhere in this?
Yes, but it's more like Golden Rain.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I think I know. Yes.
Because that looks like the same kind of suit that the, was in Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
It was, you know, tight like that.
And, she goes on singing, I Know What Boys Like. Yeah.
Mm, okay. Yeah, I'm sure she does sing that.
I know what boys like.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure she sings that one.
I don't care. Yeah, if she ever comes over wearing it, I'll get some pictures of her.
Yeah, you can ask about, you know, grooming techniques and,
Oh, does the wig match the...
Other wardrobe pieces there, yeah.
Birkin, you know.
Yeah. What's that?
Does the wig match the Merkin?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought maybe your wife was chiming in.
She's trained to ignore all this.
Oh, really? Okay.
It is her best friend, after all. I really don't want her.
Yeah, I know.
Think anything bad, you know. But there would be anything between me and her best friend, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing, of course. Nothing.
Yeah, I'm positive that. I mean, I've seen you. I've seen you in your chair in the evening, sitting there. I'm sure that that's not anything of interest there.
Yeah, I'm sure she'd be like, not with 1,000 condoms.
Yeah, exactly. I think she doesn't have to worry about anything because you've pretty well taken care of any chances there.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
you wiped that out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and now it used to be you had a Barney Rubble head, but now you have like a Barney Rubble head on like a Fred Flintstone body.
So. More like Peter from Family Guy.
Yeah, more like Peter Griffin. What's his wife's name? Lois. Lois. Yeah.
Yeah. So, maybe in the future we'll have her over and...
No, I think you should... this would be... you haven't done a video in a long time. This would be a good video interview. It'd be easy. You already know the person. You don't have to hardly, you know, do anything to meet them or anything. So,
cool.
You know, you just interview the cosplayer.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic nowadays. There's a whole show about that, you know.
It'd be like Heavy Metal Part 2 or something, man, if I film this right.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I don't have any stories tonight, so I was just going to ask you about some things this week. You know, you had that, and then you had these squirrels.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, yes. I'm sorry I'm hogging tonight, but it is what it is. So unbeknownst to me, my children have this friend that I know about, and this friend
mm-hmm.
has this conversation, I guess, with either my wife or my kids or somebody, and I guess I wasn't paying attention or something, but he, yes, typical, thank you. But he offers to possibly bring back some squirrel meat.
Yeah, that sounds like a right neighborly thing to do.
And I don't recall it happening, but maybe it did, I don't know. So,
okay.
Saturday morning, I'm sitting around with no shirt on, as I like to
do. Yeah. As you want to do, yes.
I want to do, yes. But actually, I like to do it now, to tell you the truth. So I hear a knock. I say, come on in. And
say, come on in. I just got my shirt off. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, this ain't no weird thing. Just come on in.
This ain't no party. This ain't no disco.
And he's got a plastic pail, if you will.
A bucket?
Like a big gallon ice cream container.
Yeah.
And it's got something in it. I'm thinking, oh, he's got ice cream or something. I'm
hoping. Hey, oh, yeah, you were all into that. Hey, I'll have some ice cream.
It looks like bloody ice cream or something.
I don't care. That's all right. We can wash that off.
Yeah, I'm like, what's this? He's like, you want to eat these squirrels? You want these squirrels?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what my first gut instinct was I went with?
What?
Fuck no!
Oh, nice.
And he looks a little disappointed, and then I'm like, oh, no, it's okay, it's okay, don't cry.
Yeah, I don't think I would be yelling that at the guy who went out and bagged you a couple squirrels.
Yeah, I felt bad. I'm like, okay, all right.
You know,
that's all we have to eat. I'm sorry. You know, it's like, okay.
I mean, from what I looked like on the pictures online there, if you go to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
I mean, he got a good shot in because I don't see anything. You know, the squirrel looks pretty well intact.
I don't know what method he used to catch these things and kill them, but they are dead. They have been beheaded, I guess is it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Their feet have been cut off. They've been gutted and skin, tail's gone.
Right.
And it's just, I'm like, oh, really? Wow. And, you know, the wife and kids seem, you know, excited about it. And they're like, rat meat, yummy. I'm like, oh, and I had to pretend to be like, oh, yay, wow.
Oh, really?
And, you know, I'm like you. I just had to go along with the whole thing. Like, oh, yeah, I'm really up. Yeah, I'm on the same page as everybody here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple days go by, right? So, like, today, I'm like, listen, if you want me just to dig a hole in the backyard.
Right, yeah.
I mean, I would be more than happy. Because every time I go to get food, all I can see, like, this bloody, you know.
Hey, he even prepped them for you. You didn't have to, like, gut them or anything.
Like, two large rats are in here. I'm like, oh. And so,
I thought it was like a commercial for Boxing Helena.
Oh my God, I haven't seen that movie forever. Yeah.
I thought, well, Miles has moved over on the dark side there.
That's the movie where the guy cuts off his girlfriend's arms and legs, I think, right?
Right, that's correct, yes.
And so my wife gets motivated. She goes, I'm gonna fix these.
Oh, your wife cooked them up.
So I'm like, well, what are you going to make, fajitas or how? I mean,
well, I said fajitas. I said that would be good.
And coincidentally, my sister was on the phone, so my sister was coaching her as to what to do with them. And
well, you put them in, you got any Pyrex, put them in a Pyrex.
She goes, I like to stuff and put stuffing in them. I'm like, stuffing? What the fuck?
Yeah, it'd be like a teaspoon.
How much freaking stuffing can you put in a squirrel? Not too much.
No.
Not too much.
I like to get a bell pepper, make a sombrero, put them on
her. Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's like, go get a slow cooker and make some gravy. And
oh, that's great. Squirrel gravy. Nice.
Oh, I was like, I'm just going to put lemon pepper on it and salt.
Mm-hmm. Did everybody try some other than yourself?
I did not partake.
I think they're rather greasy, aren't they?
You know, my two boys did eat a little bit.
Yeah.
Their friend,
he ate a whole one.
Travis actually ate a whole one by himself.
Yeah, well, that's good eating. He's a, you know.
My favorite part, though, was the dogs wanted some. And as you might recall, several years ago, my dog Murphy, the Yorkie,
Yeah,
been attacked by a squirrel. Squirrel actually bit him. I don't know if you remember that story or not.
I do remember this, yes.
And he got his revenge because I let him eat some squirrel meat.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, you know, the bones are on the table now, and there's still like a half one out there.
Yeah.
Bless you. And Thank you. Next thing I know, I hear this crazy yelling, God damn it! The big dog has gotten up on the table and taken the carcass of the half-eaten one, and she's like wolfing this thing down like,
hey, well, there you go.
Right? Like, ah.
That's good eating, I guess.
The horror.
That is good eating.
Oh, it was disgusting. It was like a rat, like they're chowing down on rat meat. Ugh.
Now it's got a taste for it. It'll be out in your backyard chasing them down.
I'm signing up for PETA tomorrow, I swear to God. Man.
Running through the pumpkin patch.
It was disgusting.
Hey, it's just another type of meat, I guess.
Yeah, that's what she said, man. I know, but man.
It's squirrel, the other dark meat.
It looked dark and greasy and ugh.
Yeah, I think it's kind of greasy.
Which I don't like dark meat on chicken anyway. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like it on turkey or chicken.
Yeah.
Turkey, chicken, pork, and beef, I'm okay with. Okay, anything else?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's, you gonna say, here's some venison, Miles. I'm going to say, no, thank you, Bob.
Yeah, I've never had venison, but...
it's not. I've tried duck once. I will never eat that again. It's disgusting.
I've never had duck.
I did eat an elk burger once with a lot of ketchup.
I've had buffalo. It was really good.
Yeah.
Buffalo and ostrich.
No. Buffalo maybe. The ostrich is a little bit of a...
But I'm not very adventuresome. I never ate chicken until after I was in my 20s, so...
He was fondled by a chicken.
That's right. I was fondled by a chicken.
He doesn't like to talk.
I don't like to talk.
My wife was giving me a strange look. I'm like... You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
It's true. It's true.
It's true. Just let him be. Just let him be. Okay, no.
We had pork. We had beef, and that was it.
And seasons in the sun.
See? Yeah. We had pork. We had beef. Yeah. And sometimes we had smeat.
But the spam that she fixed. It's like that chicken farmer's day.
No, honestly, I never ate chicken.
Goodbye, Sam the Butcher. It's hard to die.
Bye.
With all the chicken in the sky.
You would think that my mother, being as cheap as she was, would have fixed chicken because it was cheaper.
Yeah.
But there's a whole story behind that as well.
So. No, she's also molested by a chicken farmer. I know. You all had some weird stuff go on. I know. I know. It was all weird, you know.
No, you want me to tell you the story?
No, I know. She had a chicken and grandma ate it or something. I know you told me this one time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, it's some bizarre story. I don't think I want to hear it again.
No, my mother had a pet chicken.
And they ate it.
And then it was time for the chicken... to go, and they ate it, and she found out after the fact, and she will not eat chicken, and so therefore I grew up without ever eating chicken until I moved. I was actually the first time I ate chicken, I think, was on a business trip. So
goodbye, Mr. Feathers. It's hard to die.
So I was. It was. No, it wasn't. I was in college, so my wife fixed me, or my girlfriend at the time, she fixed me chicken. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I never ate chicken for 20 years. I know, it's crazy.
We had beef, we had pork. We had Slim Jims in there.
Yeah, we had Slim Jims. Which is mystery beef.
Yeah.
And pork.
And the jerky.
Yeah, so... I'm still not that fond of chicken, though. So.
I used my mom's chicken to create. it's so disgusting.
Yeah.
If you see, go on Facebook if you can and see my pictures.
No, I'm going to get one of those and use it as a show art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Hey, that's just the circle of life, you know what I'm saying?
Can you use the picture where my son's wearing his shirt that says, I was drunk?
Oh, I could, I guess. I don't know. It's kind of blurry.
Yeah.
It is kind of blurry, though.
Yeah, well, I can read that. You can read I was drunk, though.
Yeah, I was drunk the day my mama got out of prison.
A different song. It's a song, but not that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I think that's a good, that's just a nice guy. You probably made him feel really bad because
I know. It's like, you know, like you go to a third world country and they're like, well, we're going to eat cockroaches now. And
you don't eat them, yeah. Well, I don't go to third world countries. That's my first thing. But,
I felt bad, though, you know, because people are not rich people. They, you know, are very.
He gave you the food off his table.
I know. I'm like, man, wow.
And you turned up your nose.
I know. What kind of person am I?
You're a horrible person. You're a horrible person. Oh, my goodness.
Bob, oh, man, is about as interested as everyone else is. Like, hope. Better than, God, 20 minutes. Please let it be over.
Oh, I got this horrible headache I've had all afternoon, so. Even before I started talking to you, I had a headache, so. All right, well, so I guess that's the lesson this week is don't break squirrel with Miles. He won't appreciate it.